Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Curator Read Room. You've got your Omi Anchor 7 live here, coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to say Habari Ghani to my new friends and like to say what's up to my old friends. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to a commercial. We'll meet you right back in the air. So stay tuned and lock that dial in, Lil G, at 646-478-0270. Thank you so much.
The motor is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Welcome back, family, and welcome to the Care to Read Room. We'd like to welcome you to our segment that we're talking about on the startup business. And yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we had a guest by the name of Edward Jr. Smith, who was here to talk to us about startup business on the Internet. He gave us a little foundation for those programs that are out there on the Internet, and he did agree to come back and join us today, so let's hope that he'll be able to join us. In the meantime, we want to take some phone calls for those of you who'd like to call in. We'd like for you to call in on that dial at 646-478-02. And you can call in, Lil G, and you can also go into the chat room because we are going to open up our chat rooms for those of you who would still like to converse and like to do your work in writing and a little shy about calling in. But if you want to lock that dial in, go ahead and do so, Lil G. Lock it in at 646-478-0270. Just lock it in, Lil G, and keep it right there. Keep it right there. And we'll be right back at you in a moment. Stay tuned. Again, family, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. And we'd like to also say that for those of you who are in business for yourself and have information that you could share with the listening audience, I would like to encourage you to do so by calling in or even posting on our chat room any information that you might have on startup business. We try to dedicate this whole month, primarily this whole month, with an exception of those interruptions that we had with those special broadcasting. And we wanted to bring out the information about online businesses. Now, some of you are online quite a bit under Google, Facebook, and you're doing all sorts of businesses. And people are looking for businesses that they don't have to buy lotions and potions. They're looking for businesses that have back offices that could do the work for them. They want something with the least resistance, and they want to talk about how they can get their business going based on skills that they already have. Now, on Saturday, we're going to have a guest who will be specifically talking about how to harness your gifts that you have as an African-American, using your gifts to offer services to the community and to become a consultant or to become a priest, someone that is a bona fide professional in the health field. And you will see how that works in a minute, and we'll talk a little bit more. Stay tuned. Now, what we're going to be bringing you on Saturday is a host of professional people who happen to be priests and priestess, and they will be giving you information on how to take your gifts that you've obtained from your culture. Gifts from your culture that would allow you to offer counseling, that will allow you to offer holistic allopathic, some allopathic, and as skills that you can use right there. Now, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds like we got a caller calling. Hold on. Family. And once again, as I was indicating, we will be having a gentleman that is a Baba Law who will be talking to us about being a full-blown priestess and about how those skills can actually manifest themselves into a professional job and how the Baba Laws have to be mindful of the fact that whoever sees the Baba Law must be really concerned about paying for services, because so many African Americans think the Baba Laws are free. He's going to give us a whole presentation over why the Baba Laws must be paid, and those who receive Odu must certainly pay for it. And we brought him aboard to talk to our listening audience, because there's so many people that want to receive free readings without following through and paying the Baba Law. So we're going to have him talk about the gifts that the Baba Law has in the community, and we're going to have his lovely assistant, the priestess, that will be following him along, talking to us about the life of a priestess and the work that she does as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are just going to go on with our program because maybe Mr. Smith got tied up. He was rather, expressive yesterday, but we're going to give him a little bit more time, and we're going to give us some music here and then see if he'll come on board. Hold tight.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters. Divided.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And we'd like to let you know that our guest will not be joining us right now. He'll probably come back at another date. Now, if there's anyone that has questions in reference to anything that he had to say yesterday and need his email, then please do call in at 646-478-0270. We'd like to welcome you back again and let you know that our topic for this month has been startup businesses. And on the actual Facebook, there has been information about signing up for classes that are free for startup business if you think you need classes. Now, I would like to also say that some of the classes that are out there are for a fraction of a fee, but the one that I had listed on Facebook, it is a free startup class, and you can go out and check that out. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you. I'm going to check out a new song. I don't know how it's what's on this tape, but if it's not appropriate, I will discontinue it. Your Omi Inka live in the studio this evening, and we're talking about startup business. And ladies and gentlemen, as I said, I don't profess to be an expert at this. However, our guest has deterred us and it will not be showing up today. So we're going to just turn the topic around a little bit. I want to turn the topic around to address a very pertinent issue that teachers need to be talking about. We're talking about looking at the Common Core standards and whether or not our Common Core standards are going to stand up in the school system. We've got a bit of a problem, ladies and gentlemen, with Common Core and ELL, the English of the other language. We've got an issue where the Common Core standards are so high that you have your English as a second language students who are already far behind, who will have to be remediated and brought up to date in order to even approach the Common Core standards for math, language arts. Now, there's a lot of controversy out there and a lot of new advocates coming on the scene who are advocating for Common Core to be looked at and reevaluated because the standards, we want to move up our standards for English, but we certainly don't want to put those bilingual students at a deficit who are coming into the profession with a deficit of not knowing the English language and at the same time having to play catch-up with all of their other disciplines. Now, the teachers have been rallying around this whole topic, and they're looking at Common Core in 44 states that have approved Common Core. Now, we are going to be talking more about Common Core during next month's topic. However, we're going to bring it in to you right now, and we're going to give you more information on that subject. Hold tight, people.
Look up, shoot.